conservation doesn't happen very often during wars. People tend to be occupied with more pressing issues. But an exception occurred in the Democratic Republic of Congo. A group of outgunned and ill-equipped Congolese park guards and guides helped the world's largest species of gorilla survive a civil war that lasted almost a decade. The population of the Grauer's gorilla, also called the Eastern Lowland Gorilla, may even be rebounding. NPR's John Nielsen has this report.
As recently as a year ago, speculative news reports suggested that almost all of the world's Grauer's gorillas had been killed during civil wars that had raged in the Democratic Republic of Congo since the mid-1990s. If true, this species would be gone in roughly 20 years. But last fall, Jefferson Hall and his colleagues at the Wildlife Conservation Society completed the first comprehensive census of the Grauer's gorilla, and they found that only 30% of these gorillas have been killed. Jefferson Hall and most other experts in this field agree that it was the National Park Guards and guides in the Democratic Republic of Congo who saved the gorillas from the poachers and the soldiers.
They never abandoned their posts. They stayed and they tried to do surveillance of the park and lobby various militia leaders and foreign armies and convince them to leave the animals alone.
For most of the 1990s, John Kahakwa was chief park ranger in the Kuzibiega National Park, where family groups of Grauer's gorillas roam the forest freely. At the start of the 90s, he took groups of foreign tourists out to see these gorillas almost every day. But by the middle of the 1990s, the tourists were gone, and the park was a free fire zone, overrun by organized teams of poachers and at least four different militia groups. He describes how Grauer's gorillas he'd known for years were hunted down and killed.
Lots of them were shot and were eaten, and the trophies were hanged nearly everywhere.
News that the Grauer's gorillas had become trophies to hang from trees didn't reach the rest of the world at the time. That's because foreign scientists and aid groups had all fled Congo by the time the vicious civil war began. During the decade that followed, roughly 100 guards and guides who stayed at their posts were killed, while many others were enslaved. Research camps and park centers were repeatedly wrecked by militia groups. Park guards were the victims. They lost their guns, their food supplies, their walkie-talkies, and their binoculars. Kahakwa says they also lost their bright green uniforms, their boots, and even their socks.
All the equipment, even the belts, they don't leave you with underwear.
You were only left with underwear. Is that what you said?
Yes, that is what I say.
These were soldiers who had blown away whole families of gorillas with machine guns. Knowing they could never win a firefight with this group, the guards made what they knew could be a suicidal move. Basically, they walked into the militia camps and asked to meet with the commanders.
Otherwise, all the gorilla families would get slaughtered, all of them.
Some of these guards were never seen again. Others, like Kahakwa, got the chance to tell these leaders that the park guards were a neutral party in the Civil War, interested only in protecting animals that had once brought lots of badly needed foreign money into the area.
They considered all our speech, all of our explanations to them about the importance of the park, the gorillas. We compared the previous time when tourism was full here.
Kahakwa says some military leaders seemed won over by these arguments. Several promised to tell their troops to stop killing gorillas, and a few even offered to help protect the animals from poachers. More leaders were persuaded when they learned that detailed accounts of the killings had found their way into the hands of UN diplomats. Guy Debonnet, a spokesman for the UN agency UNESCO, says these military leaders badly wanted good international press and knew that wouldn't happen if they were known as guerrilla killers.
Basically, their aspiration was to become the next government of Congo. So we talked to them in a way that if they have the intention to become one day a legal government, they should start respecting some of the engagements of their country towards the international community.
Jefferson Hall of the Wildlife Conservation Society thinks the guards and guides who saved the Grauer's gorilla from extinction should be celebrated as modern conservation heroes. But so far, he says, it hasn't happened. So far, their work has been recognized formally on only one occasion, last fall, when a group of UN diplomats invited a park guard to address them at a gathering in Paris. Hall was there.
And in the plenary session there with all the diplomats and everybody, these people who excuse me for saying it, are more attuned to going to parties than actually being out there slugging it out with the guys in the bush. They had a park guard who gave a presentation. And one of the slides that he put up a slide, he said that this was, he showed a picture of his graduating class, from guard training from 1988, and there were 20 individuals on that slide. And he said, of these guys, there's only three of us left today, and I'm one of them. And you could have heard a pin drop in that room.
John Nielsen, NPR News.